everyone, welcome to a new episode of In Other Words with Danielle and Zara.
This is a podcast where we talk about a wide variety of different subjects, from advice to education. So, in other words, we talk about all the things.
Look at us. So, if you talk about education and advice, do you talk about education advice? Or is that off limits?
I think we have to be really strict about separating them.
True.
But also, isn't education just advice when you really think about
In a textbook, yes. Basically. Yes. Wow. Can you believe that Danielle's doing her master's and these are the things that depart from her mouth? Disappointing. Danielle, how are you?
What can I say? I am fine, thank you. And how are you?
I am well. Danielle had a weekend with her fiancé, which doesn't happen very often these days because freaking Joburg and accounting. So
I know.
I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. Yes. So by the time this episode comes out, Devon will be living in Cape Town again.
Thank goodness.
But he has been staying in Joburg for a couple of weeks now, which really sucks.
You'd think
they would have enough auditing people in Joburg because there are more there, but there's just not enough. So they have to send the people from Cape Town to go audit businesses and stuff.
They also send pastors from Cape Town to do other things in other places of the country. It's really absurd.
Well, no one forced you to do that. No.
The Lord did.
Gosh. Oh.
Okay. So today's episode, I think, is very much going to be, it's definitely not going to be for everyone.
This is for the listeners.
It's for like the devoted fans, our OG listeners. So do you want to explain to them what we're doing and how this came about?
Yes. So for our 2-year anniversary as a podcast, we ran a competition and then the winner got some prizes, but then could also pick, could choose the topic for an episode. It was originally going to be our season finale of the last season, but that never ended up working out. But anyway, so this is one of the episodes that we are going to be doing that she wanted us to do.
Yes.
And that is basically a quiz about our podcast.
Oh, no.
We're quizzing each other on things that we have said before.
Oh no.
Basically. So
shout out to Rachel because she compiled all the questions and sent questions to me for me to ask Danielle and vice versa. And I'm beginning to think that I was not around for a recording of any single one of these episodes because
me too.
My memory is not good. Anyways,
no.
I'm interested to know how the people will do. It'll be like really embarrassing if everyone else can answer certain questions about things we said and we can't. Anyways, Danielle, who should start?
Okay, so the first question for you, Zara.
Yes.
Is who did you name as your role model in episode 1?
Oh my gosh. I probably said Jesus. And then I know we talked about Lin-Manuel and I know we talked about Michelle Obama. And I don't know if I spoke about anyone else.
Now, who do you think that you would have said as a role model, like as a serious answer?
Oh, like of people I know, like in real life?
No.
So it wasn't any of the ones I just mentioned?
It was, but which one?
Oh, it was probably, I mean, I don't know, did I say Jesus? Otherwise I said Michelle Obama. Probably.
Rachel said you said Michelle Obama.
Oh, fantastic.
So we have to trust that.
Okay. The stress.
You're so scared.
I was terrified. Okay, your first question is easy.
Okay.
Where were you sitting when you recorded your very first episode?
In my bri room.
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Good job.
On the couch.
Indeed.
By the window.
Yeah, so we had one mic at the time.
Oh, back in the day. Such
podcast
babies.
Back in the day. Okay. We made it.
Okay. Second question, who was your favorite actor in the Hamilton episode?
I probably said, did I say Philippa Sue? Or
are you asking me a question?
I think I would have. I would have said Philippa Sue or Leslie Odom Jr.
Ooh, wrong. Apparently, you said David Diggs.
Oh, duh! What the heck? He is my favorite. It was, yes, I think I named them as my favorite, like, singers in the show. Yeah. David Diggs is 100% the best.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, David.
I also think so.
What's not off?
Yeah, he might be really offended by that, Zara, so.
Okay, so I solidly don't remember this. I also don't know what this must have come up in our episode where we talked about our favorite things, but it said, what weird food combination did you say was your favorite?
Was it the yogurt and peanut butter?
Yes.
Okay. It was the favorite things episode. Yeah.
I was going to talk, Danielle.
Clearly. Yeah, I haven't had that in a while, actually, but I go through stages with breakfast foods.
That's so you're weird.
Yeah. At the moment, if you want to know, I am making omelets for myself quite regularly, but with pesto and feta inside. And it's so good. It's really yummy. 10 out of 10 recommend.
I would love that. Sean and I are going through a French toast phase at the moment.
I had French toast yesterday. It was delicious.
No, we literally bought... We bought sourdough and we did French toast with sourdough and golden syrup. Yum, good. And then last week we had sourdough rye. And then this week we just had normal bread. But we've just been eating French toast all the time like we are in France.
I love it. Nice. You should make it with brioche bread. That's that soft, thick bread. It's so good.
Ooh. You mean Sean should make healthier, it, sourdough. I just eat. No, it's not about health.
Yeah.
It's about joy.
True.
Okay.
I also think so. Okay. Anyway.
Another easy episode. Wait, you actually have easy episodes. I mean, questions. This is an easy question.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Is it my turn to ask you?
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't want to answer anymore.
Okay. Who was our first ever guest speaker?
Simon. Marie.
Yes. Whew. That's correct.
The stress. Fantastic. Okay. What was the episode called where you spoke about your views on abortion?
Let's talk about sex, comma, baby.
Don't forget the comma. Good job.
It's the most important part of the episode name.
I agree.
Oh, no. Okay. Now this next one. Who did our cover art?
Okay, so this is a difficult question because her name has changed now. So it's...
Yeah.
Is it Q...
UKUO.
UKUO. How do I pronounce that?
I don't know. I think you might... I can't remember. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, it was UKUO Studios. She was fantastic. Yes. Girl who runs it.
A friend from high school.
To school with us. Yes.
And she's wonderful. She's so creative.
She is quite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yes, that is correct. But at the time, well, Rachel has the answer down as Artistic Beans, which was the name of her
brand. She changed before it. That. Yeah, so I suppose it was Artistic Beans when we started. Or when she made
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm still taking the point.
You do get it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Name 4 local brands you have advertised on the podcast.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Just think of our Instagram page and what pops up because we follow all of them.
Yeah, this is true. We've done Shop Manana Jewelry.
Yes.
I know that. We've done Studio Candle.
Yes.
We've done, what was Nina's brand called? Dunleavy Apparel.
Yes. One more.
And we have done, Palm the Brand.
Yes, we have. Those are good. Yeah. I thought you'd Thank say you. Skin Functional because they literally post so much.
Oh, yeah.
That I always see I don't, them I never, on our page.
I rarely ever go through the like our pictures that, like, I don't ever go through our following really. When I go on, I literally just post.
Oh, that's my incognito account.
Scary. Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Don't worry.
And your church account.
Oh my gosh, there's just so many accounts.
So many.
Anyways, good job.
Okay. Okay, so the next question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did you describe what ministry is about in the Happy New Year at the end of 2020 episode?
That is so vague.
I know.
What did I describe what ministry is about?
Yeah. It's kind of like a little catchphrase or a saying to give you.
Did I speak about the idea of ministry meaning service? No. Serving.
No. Okay. It's not that, no.
Okay. Then did I possibly speak about it loving God, loving people? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you're I? On the right track. You're okay. Just missing one other part to that.
So loving God, loving others, and sharing the gospel.
And rolling with the punches. That's what you said.
Okay, yeah, but that's not something I've ever said other than in that episode.
Yeah.
But okay.
That's, but you did say
that's,
it.
That's a very true, that's a true statement. Now as I reflect on my years in ministry. So many punches.
Oh, the drama.
The drama. Okay. Who is the celebrity who got cancelled for not empowering women with their songs? We spoke about
Taylor Swift. I don't know.
So we spoke about this person in our cancelled episode.
Cancelled.
And she was temporarily cancelled for not empowering women with her songs. And her name was like turned into a pun. So they like took her name and like swung it around a little bit and then made her surname, half of her surname, racist. Like the word
what?
Racist.
I don't remember this at all. Okay. No, I couldn't tell you.
It was Lana Del Racist.
Oh, gosh. No, I would never have been able to answer that, to be honest.
Well, what a fun thing that when you're cancelled, you're never cancelled forever. People don't even remember
exactly.
Guys.
Exactly.
The internet remembers. That is very true. But people don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, people love Lana Del Rey now, so...
See, she made it through.
Yeah, she made it through. Gosh, that... Yeah, I could never have answered that, I don't think. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
That was, like, name three? The most difficult question sorry. For you, I think.
Oh, okay. I think this one is... I don't know if you'll get this.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Name three of the positives or negatives at uni that you mentioned in your episode on university life.
Three positives and negatives or negatives?
Or negatives. So okay. She's written some examples, but if you say something now that you said in the episode, I won't know if it's right or not.
That's true. So
yeah.
I think the positives, did I speak about like the actual academics and how like you're now being taught how to think, not what to think. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Yes.
Did I say that? Okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
Then I also said that you're actually doing something you've wanted to do or chosen to do.
Okay. That wasn't one of her examples, but I do believe you if you did say that.
And then I might have said, I know we spoke about diversity, and I don't know if it was you or me that spoke about that, but we did speak about how there's a lot more diversity in university.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the things she wrote, so
okay,
you're
fantastic.
Correct.
And then I'm just trying to think if there are negatives that I mentioned. What are the negatives? I don't know. Did I say that you're not spoon-fed? Probably not, but that's not a negative. Yeah. It's actually a positive.
No.
You should not be spoon-fed. Flip, I don't know.
Yeah, what I think one of the ones that she wrote was stress. Well, she wrote freedom, way of learning, diversity, stress, and holidays for Zara. So whatever you said about holidays.
Fantastic.
So you did pretty well. Good job.
Yes. That was mostly just me thinking about what I actually think now.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. At least you know there's consistency. you know.
Okay. Okay. What was the word of the day in the episode with Devon on dating with the episode on marriage?
Communication.
That's correct.
Nice.
That episode was called Communication is Key. Whoop, whoop. And nothing's changed. So it's still the key.
Yeah, and I still believe that.
Amen. So,
just goes to show. And I'm engaged, so obviously we did good communicating.
So much communicating.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Okay. What are the three words that summarize your episode on hookups and alcohol? Hint, they all start with the same letter.
Yes. So it's drinking, drugs, and dalliances.
Yes. Although she wrote drugs, drinking, and dalliances.
Oh, sorry. So. The order was not good enough for you, Danielle. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I'll be better next time.
Perfect.
Okay. What was so controversial about Where the Crawdads Sing that you reviewed in your book review episode?
Well, it's that the author was involved with a crime in Tanzania or something. That sort of reflects, it's sort of reflective of the book, or the book is reflective of that sort of thing. Yeah.
That is good. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah. But that's also just something I know now, so.
Yes. This is.
Okay. Which artist was Sean deeply disappointed in the Judging Your Music Taste episode?
Probably Taylor Swift. He's always deeply disappointed in Taylor Swift.
No, it's not that.
Okay. So then it could have been Clinton Kane, or what is his name? Could have been
that. Yeah, that is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because he was basically just disappointed that whole episode. We should never.
But Rachel said she. Rachel said that she likes, after the episode, she likes Clinton Kane now.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Sean did not do a good job of convincing anyone of anything.
Okay, but to be fair, Sean introduced Stephen Locke, Rachel's brother, to certain music. And now Stephen listens to it, and Rachel is devastated because she hates it. So they are clearly just not on the same wavelength. Yeah,
opposite tastes entirely. Wait, what music? What
it
music
was,
is it? Sorry, just talking about these people's lives.
That's okay. It was.
Yeah.
What band was it? It's one of Everything. It's a good band. I like their stuff.
Yeah,
apart
I've listened
from
to
their
them.
Latest album. I didn't like their latest album, but it's the old stuff I enjoy.
Mm, I've listened to some.
Look at you.
Yeah, don't ask me which songs, because I listen to songs and I never take notice of the name of the songs.
Me neither.
Until way later.
I have songs that I've saved on my phone, and I'll put my phone on shuffle and be doing stuff. And a song will be playing, and I know all the words, but I'm like, I don't even know who sings this.
Yeah, like, what song is this, literally? I do that all the time. But it's cool. It's like a nice surprise.
Exactly.
Mm. Okay, I think it's your turn.
Alrighty.
To ask me. Yeah.
Okay. Name the titles of the three different red flag episodes.
Okay, well, the one was, dating and friendship or something? Relationships or something like that?
Relationships and friendships?
Oh, relationships and friendships, okay. And the other one was jobs.
Yes. Jobs and...
I don't know if it had a special name. Jobs and... I don't know. What else did we speak about? Jobs?
It's basically one and the same
no.
for me. It's jobs and churches.
Cool. And then celebrities and politicians.
Yes. And now what was the title of the entire series?
That's a red flag.
Good job.
Thank you.
I said that like I was talking to a dog. Oh, good job, Danielle.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, next question for you.
Yes.
What do you say about the Bible as to how we should apply the Bible to our context in the recent episode about Christian sayings?
I might have said that the Bible was written for us, but not to us.
Yes.
Did
that
I?
That is correct.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I think you would have said the same thing now. I think you said the same thing in the last episode we recorded as well.
We spoke about women in ministry.
Yes, it's important, exactly. Y'all.
I expect everyone to know.
Very consistent.
That. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So this is vague, but I can give you a clue if you struggle. Okay.
Okay.
So what object does Zara get excited over every time she uses it?
The pan that I got you.
Yes!
Nice.
Look at you. Having all the French toast at the moment.
Whoop whoop. And that's exactly why I got you a pan, to make French toast.
Yes, thank you.
So you're welcome.
Live out my dream.
Yes. Okay, then this is the last question for you.
Alrighty.
Or was is it?
Or yeah. Is it?
Before the bonus dot, dot, question.
Dot.
Yes, okay. Whose lesson from 2022 was consistency is key?
That was Danielle's.
Correct. That is so correct.
Ooh. So Danielle, before I even ask you this last question, or is it the last question? I have to tell people something I hear all the time. When I speak to people, I'm like, oh, do you follow us on Instagram? They're like, oh, I don't have Instagram. Sorry. Well, you know
what?
Lame. Some people have WhatsApp and you can share stories on WhatsApp. So why are people not sharing these episodes and these links on their WhatsApp statuses?
This is very true. Compelling questions you ask, Zara.
For all of these old people without Instagram, please be better.
And they have Facebook.
Yeah,
everyone
has
Facebook.
Every old person
it's like basically a requirement.
True. So, yes, I just think that that's a serious situation and people should be better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Alrighty, Danielle. How did Caitlin Solomon's eating disorder begin?
With a diet.
Good job.
Thank you.
And Rachel wrote here, P.S. if you get this wrong, Aish, because it's in the title.
Yeah, exactly. I do pay attention to some things.
She does.
So
she does.
Don't worry about that.
She's very attentive.
I am. Thank you for that. And I love doing acts of services for people as well. So.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. That was a joke, by the way.
It was a joke. Okay. Literally, the idea of making tea or coffee for anyone makes Danielle want to hide. It's not a good question.
Yeah, this is true. I'm sorry. Okay, are you ready for your bonus question?
I'm ready for my bonus question.
Okay. Okay, wait. Who did you...
It's like the suspense.
Sorry. Okay, who did you think I was just like when you first met me? I don't know if she's talking about me or about her. I don't know.
Oh, she might have been because I said that you and Rachel are very similar. Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Yes, what did she write?
She didn't say the answer.
Okay, yeah. So she was probably talking about herself because I said that you guys were very similar because when I first met Rachel, okay, first of all, she was just about to like finish her piano and she didn't want to drink coffee. She only wanted tea. And I was like, you're like Danielle. It's very, very sad. Sigh.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it meant.
Okay. Yeah, she just said in brackets, she will know the right answer.
Ah. Imagine I didn't. That'd be so
awkward.
Sad.
I wouldn't have even been able to tell you either.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What was Danielle's last lesson from 2022 in our episode?
Oh, it was my it's like sometimes mental breakdowns mean something. Sort of thing.
Yes.
Wasn't it that?
Yes.
Sometimes it means you need to change something in your life.
Yes. How do you remember the order of that? Goodness.
I distinctly remember keeping it as my last one because it was weirdly worded. So it was like a bit funny, you know?
Oh, just like you.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm sure we didn't fail. Probably.
No, I think we mostly got the answers right.
I feel like you got more right than I did. But
maybe.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't get Lana Del Rey.
Don't you mean Del Racist?
Sorry, gosh.
Okay, Well, obviously this has been like quite a short episode. We were thinking of doing this, the questions in the beginning and then another segment at the end, but then the episode would be way too long. Have a local brand that I thought I could advertise. And Danielle, I don't even know if you've seen it, but now I've gone on Instagram and I've seen that you follow it. But it is written by Chloe Wilds. And the stuff she's been doing at the moment is so beautiful. So basically she handwrites things for weddings. So like weddings and event signage. She does like work on vinyl and like cards. So it's basically anything that has to do with like pretty handwriting. I don't even know how to explain this in a way that doesn't sound like a fool. Yeah. Well, what she says.
Well, you don't need to.
Seating
you
charts,
can show.
Welcome signs, place cards, table numbers, cocktail and drinks menus, food table, food table signs. So there's lots, and it's so so pretty, and you should check her out if you go on Instagram. It is written by Chloe Wilds.
Yes, indeed.
And
so she's so talented.
Oh my gosh, it's annoying. And if you go, if you don't have Instagram, because we've literally just discussed this, you may email her, Chloe Wilds, C-L-O-E, Wilds, dot C-W.
So that's C-H-L-O-E?
Did I not say the H?
No.
Oh, gosh, guys. Yes, so C-H-L-O-E-W-I-L-D-S, Chloe Wilds. Dot CW because Chloe Wilds, you get it, at gmail.com. And if you didn't get that, it's probably because I am speaking in circles, so you can just rewind this a few times and then it should make sense.
Yes. Good job.
Anyway, so this was the most chaotic episode. And if you actually listen to this whole thing, I honestly think you should get paid.
Yes.
But please continue to interact with us. We are really excited for everything that we have going this season. And I think, especially given how long our previous episode was and how heavy it was, this was probably a nice, what do you call it when you have something in between food?
A breather?
Palate cleanser,
yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
And we are excited for what is to come.
If
you enjoyed this episode by some miracle, remember that sharing is caring.
Yes. So, in other words, share this episode with everyone you know, everyone you will know, etc.
Except if this is their first time listening to, in other words, please do not send them this episode.
Yeah. They won't get it. The girls that get it, and the girls that don't, don't.
What about the guys?
Doesn't matter.
So sexist. Okay, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.